This is Louis Navalier. It is Monday, June 13th. Well, unfortunately, the stock market's going to gap down this morning due to all the interest rate uncertainty. But before I get to that, there are a couple things weighing on the market. One was Friday's Michigan consumer sentiment report. It was bad and the lowest level ever. I prefer the conference board. I think it's a little more reliable than Michigan. But nonetheless, the Michigan sentiment survey obviously is very, very important. And a record low reading does not bode well for consumer spending. Now, consumers could be grumpy, but they still might spend a lot. So we're going to get a better feel for that on Wednesday when retail sales come out. And then, of course, the other big news on Wednesday will be the FOMC statement at 2 p.m. I expect the Fed to raise rates a half a percent. Some are expecting 3/4 now because of the inflation. Speaking of inflation, we're going to have the producer price index out on Tuesday. And everybody will be on pins and needles on that because the CPI report last Friday was very disappointing. So what's essentially happening is food and energy inflation continues to spin out of control. And but the core rate of inflation did peak in March. If I go back to CPI, it was running a 6.5% annual pace in March, a 6.2% annual pace in April, a 6% annual pace in May. So the core rate's coming down. But food and energy costs are clearly spinning out of control. And that's just bothering a lot of people. And obviously, if we all spend more money on food and energy, we'll spend less money on other things. In the meantime, the sentiment over in Europe is still very negative. They're struggling with higher natural gas prices. There were some factories in Europe that rely on cheap Russian natural gas. And so now that they have to replace that with more expensive natural gas, those factories are, quote unquote, not cost effective. So, you know, you have to realize how blessed we are in America to have all that natural gas. We are not shutting down factories, okay? We're not discussing shutting down factories, but that's a discussion going on in Europe, okay? So the supply chain bottlenecks are very, very acute. And you just can't, you know, shut down factories and pick the winners and losers. But that's what's going on in Europe right now. As far as China's concerned, you know, they were locked down, then they were unlocked, and now there's some more uncertainty there. So, you know, it's the same thing that's going on in America. You know, we obviously have COVID. There's a lot of communities in the United States that have at least 20% positive COVID cases. But obviously this new variant isn't as bad as the previous ones. And obviously for the folks who are vaccinated, it's like a cold, okay? And it's a interesting way that we all have to deal with this. China deals with it much more strictly. Of course, their vaccines were much less effective over there. But the world is slowing down fast. Now, what I find amazing is how poorly some of the inflation hedges did on Friday, and they're going to be weak this morning. And you would think that the energy, the food, the fertilizers would do very well. But they are not an oasis now, but I expect them to bounce right back because that's where their earnings are. So we do have a bit of a mechanical meltdown in the market. This is most unfortunate. This uncertainty is going to persist all this week. Tuesday will be, again, producer prices. Wednesday will be retail sales. And then later in the day will be the FOMC statement. And hopefully the Fed will give us some clarity. The Fed is full of doves. And, you know, new weekly claims for unemployment started to rise last week. And the Fed does not want to sacrifice a lot of jobs to kill inflation. especially inflation I can't control anyway because it's food and energy related. So it'll be very fascinating to see the Fed statement on Wednesday. I think the market's going to take its cue from that. But otherwise, folks, very tough environment. Normally June is a celebration of the Russell realignment. Russell's adding a lot of our stocks to their indices. These macro distractions are acute. And one last thing, you know, Joe Biden did get out and about last week, but that had mixed results. You know, when he went on Jimmy Kimmel, he was at a loss for words on one topic. So Jimmy Kimmel had to take a break. There are a growing number of people that don't want him to run in 2024. People like David Axelrod, who made that very clear in the New York Times. It's just kind of sad to watch someone struggle with their words, even though I guess I do that myself. But it just casts more uncertainty over the markets, okay? So what we need right now is we need for earnings to reassert themselves. We need for quarter and window dressing to pick up. We need the quality to rise. And that will happen because what happens in extreme market conditions, they throw the baby out with the bathwater, and then the stocks with the best earnings and analyst revisions naturally bounce back. I am watching the analyst community very, very carefully. If the analysts cut estimates on stocks, that's not a good thing, and that will cause me often to sell a stock, mainly because I can't fight with the analysts. You know, they're a big crowd. They have a lot of people following them, and if I get analyst cuts, I will be forced to trim and sell stocks. But right now, believe it or not, I still have positive analyst revisions. But I am loaded with a lot of energy, food, fertilizer, shipping, and some especially semiconductor stocks. So fascinating times we're in, folks. But hang in there. This inflation is hideous, and it's extremely upsetting to a lot of people. One last thing. This morning before the market opened, the 2-year treasury yield went above the 10-year yield. And technically that's an inversion. An inverted yield curve does trigger a recession. Whether this will stick or not, we'll see. But central banks are clearly unwinding their quantitative easing. They're letting market rates go up. And the very high short-term rates is devastating for financials. It will cut off consumer credit, okay? Because if yield curves get inverted, banks do curtail their lending. So I'm not predicting a recession right now, but you can hear a lot more talk about a recession if the yield curve inverts. And it happened briefly this morning, but then it got back to normal. So another thing we have to watch, okay? So that's it. That's your update for today. Hang in there, folks. I know it's very stressful for a lot of people. But, we should benefit from quarter and window dressing in the next few days. And then that will carry us from now to the end of the month. Take care, everybody. It's Louis Dambler.